Vice President Cheney says that more al-Qaeda attacks on the United States are almost certain. Cheney said on network television yesterday that he has no specific information that any such attacks are imminent. The warning, he said, is based on an increase in the number of intercepted terrorist communications. The Bush administration has been on the defensive over its handling of terrorist threats prior to September the 11th. Some members of Congress say the FBI and the White House could have done more to warn citizens. In the coming weeks, Congress is gearing up for new legislation, hearings, and debate over how the government might reduce the threat of terrorism. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Vice President Cheney, appearing on Fox, warned that now is not the time for members of Congress to make what he called incendiary statements designed to achieve some political advantage.
Because, in fact, there is the very real possibility of additional attacks. We need to have our intelligence agencies focused on preventing those attacks. We need to avoid the kinds of unauthorized disclosures that have damaged our capacity in the past to deal with these problems.
But some members of Congress are still asking for certain documents to be made public. Connecticut Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman said on ABC that the White House should now release anything relevant to September 11th.
We now, through all the leaks and disclosures that have come out, see not just dots that should have been connected, but parts of neon signs flashing that nobody put together to present the kind of warning that would have led to action that we may now ask could have prevented September 11th.
One document was a memo President Bush received in August, the title of which was leaked over the weekend. Bin Laden determined to strike within the U.S. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice spoke on ABC.
This particular memo was asked for by the president, and it was an analysis of what we knew about Bin Laden's historical desire to attack the United States. The fact is, with intelligence, unless you have some sense as to when, where, or method, it's hard to react.
This defense from the Bush administration is not satisfying even some Republicans, like Alabama Senator Richard Shelby. Speaking on CBS, he criticized the intelligence agencies for an apparent lack of communication.
We've been told that they're cooperating a lot more with the FBI, CIA operatives, and maybe they are, but they had a long way to go.
And that, Senator Lieberman says, is the argument for an independent commission to investigate possible intelligence failures.
The commission will have powers of subpoena. It will have the opportunity, obviously, and the power to hold secret meetings so that not everything it obtains is in public view right away.
But the Bush administration wants the investigation to stay within the closed-door House and Senate intelligence committees. Those members regularly deal with classified government documents, which Vice President Cheney says are very sensitive right now.
The last thing we want to do is to go out and lay out on the record now our capabilities in terms of how we collect information. We ought to work with the intelligence committees. They can safeguard classified intelligence. We want an investigation. But it's absolutely essential that we do it in a way that protects and preserves our capabilities to deal with security and classified information.
This week, new legislation is expected in the House to set up an independent review commission. At least one Senate committee plans to begin hearings. And several members of the Senate Intelligence Committee will meet with Attorney General John Ashcroft to discuss how the Justice Department can help with their investigation. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.